And we are back live. Welcome back, everyone. We are going to continue our January 2025 GFMP Commission meeting. We've got through a number of things already today, so thank you to everyone who helped make that possible. We will now move to item 16, Spring Creek Restaurant, with Sean's here. Yes.
I am here in person. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Sean Blanchette, Business Administrator for the Division of Parks. We're here to visit with you about the Spring Creek Restaurant concession operation this afternoon. We had a concession lease that expired here at the end of 2024. We have a proposal in front of you and a request for authorization to issue an RFP for a new lease at Spring Creek. For those of you who are unfamiliar, Spring Creek Recreation Area is about 15 miles north of Pier here. There's a boat ramp, a very busy, very popular boat ramp. That peninsula has seen a lot of growth in terms of RV parks, seasonal residences, permanent residences. Within the park, we have a former resort infrastructure that we now mostly self-operate. We have marina slips, we have cabins, we have a sea store, and then the restaurant operation. The restaurant is the one aspect that we've remained under third-party lease agreement since we acquired those assets back in 2019. We've had kind of an interesting history with that restaurant. The first couple of years we had an operator, and then we experienced the COVID years that had some impacts as far as ability to staff that, ability to generate a clientele base. So a few years ago, if those of you who were here, we went with an RFP and we advertised a pretty short-term unique lease that was geared towards really testing the market to see if we had a sustainable restaurant operation there, or if we needed to look at other options for that building. That lease recently expired. We've had one operator there for the last 3 years. It was originally advertised at 1 year with 2 1-year renewal options. We did not establish a franchise fee, as is normal in most of our concession operations for that lease. And then, you know, utilities were paid for by the department during the term of that lease. And those are very unique. Those are uncommon in concession operations across the state. But again, the reason we did that is to make it as attractive as possible, to see if we had something there that was workable, that was sustainable, to see if we had a future for a concession operation. The last 3 years have been operated with what we feel are very positive results in terms of revenue stream, in terms of clientele base, and their ability to staff that restaurant. So we really feel that we are in a position now to move forward with a more traditional self-sustaining concession operation in which the state can get an appropriate return for its inputs into that asset. So we are proposing an RFP that's going to advertise a base term of a minimum of 3 years to start with 2 1-year renewal options for a total of 5 years. That is largely based on feedback from the most recent operator, their desire. They felt that a longer term would be more attractive to them and probably other parties that would be interested. And we've also heard that from other folks who have expressed in the past an interest in operating that restaurant. So we do know there's interest there, and based on that feedback, we're proposing that term. It's not really long term. 5 years is shorter than what we normally offer in concession operations, but our history with restaurant operators and restaurant sub-concessionaires and other operations is we have a trend of turnover. So we want to try to help it be as fluid as possible, but longer term at the same time. We are requiring restaurant food and beverage services. We have a liquor license that we have available for their use. They would you know, reimburse the department for the cost of that liquor license and their use in selling on sale liquor and alcohol. And we are going to assess a franchise fee. We're proposing that fee to start at 4% of gross receipts. That's largely based on what our inputs have been as far as paying for utilities, garbage, those sorts of things that, you know, are really normal costs of doing business. But you know, we feel that this operation is at a point where the department can at least make itself whole in those areas, so that, you know, the subsidization isn't completely by the department. There is a return back to us for our work and our partnership and what we put into that. So those are the basic terms of the restaurant. The other aspect that we have out there that I mentioned earlier is the convenience store. Convenience store is something we self-operate. I don't know that we have any other operations in the state where we are operating a convenience store. It's not a normal park management function. So we are actually going to offer that up as an additional opportunity if anybody should, if responders to this prospectus should be interested in that convenience store. We're going to offer that up to them, and if we get a positive response to that, we would build those terms into the concession agreement. Some of the reasons for that are, you know, as a department and a state agency, we just have certain challenges in being able to buy the inventory and stock the inventory, such as food items, snacks. We cannot buy and sell alcohol, tobacco products, those sorts of things that you'd normally find in stores. We just have certain limitations and challenges. So we have heard from folks that there is an interest maybe to have that privately operated again. So we're going to test that and throw that out as an optional service. That's what we're advertising. Upon approval, we would look to issue that prospectus here in the next couple of business days. We're looking at a deadline to receive proposals. We're going to issue it for 30 days. That should get proposals in mid-February, and we're hopeful, our intent anyway, is to be back here at the March meeting with us with a concessionaire selection and hopefully a final lease document for your approval. So that's where we're at. We do require your authorization to issue that prospectus. I would now open it up to any discussion or questions that you may have.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions?
Commissioner Beast, the marina and stuff ain't part of that, is it? Or is that? I remember we toured that a couple of years ago and the water was low and we had to move them, the boat slips and all that stuff. Do they rent them or do we do that? Is that part of their concession too?
Through the chair, the department self-operates the marina slips. We issue the leases. We do all the maintenance. That is something that we operate fully now. So again, the restaurant right now is the only one that we have under third party private operation.
Additional questions, comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second to move forward with this item. So moved by Commissioner Beast, seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed? It is adopted and we'll move forward.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Sean.